You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This is Tech Talk, and we're here at Site Village Central in Birmingham. And I'm here with Holly from Bristol Braille. Do you want to just quickly introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name is Holly Baker. I'm an associate lecturer at Bath Spa University, PhD in computer science, undergraduate in computer science, and I'm currently working with Bristol Braille doing some exhibiting and also some software development.
So it's the Canute Scientific here that you've got here, is that right?
Yes, we've got the Canute Scientific. It's the latest device from Bristol Braille. It's a full STEM workstation, so it's aimed for people in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, with a suite of custom applications which allow you to view spatial data such as graphs, flowcharts, and tabular data like spreadsheets. And most importantly of all, it's a 9-line Braille workstation incorporating the Canute 360's award-winning Braille technology. So it's electromechanical Braille as opposed to piezoelectric. It refreshes one line at a time, and it's a cell-based display, but it shows, I think, possibly the most Braille of all displays on the market right now. And the most exciting thing that we've been developing recently is multi-line access to desktop applications. So previously, the Canute console, which is the predecessor to the Scientific, was running in text mode. So it's got a visual monitor, and that's synchronized to the Braille, so you can collaborate with sighted colleagues and classmates and teachers. But now we're also enabling people to access things like the web browser and the Office suite of applications using multi-line Braille and the Orca screen reader. And the other way in which the Canute Scientific has evolved from the Canute console is that it's now in a purpose-built folded aluminium frame. It's all very solid and nice and premium feeling, but it's also completely user repairable. So you can take the screws out and you can get access to the computer module inside. You can swap the computer out, you can swap the keyboard out, you can customize the ports. It's all completely down to you what you want to do with this device.
And one thing that's always been, I've always found quite cool about the way Bristol Braille do this is that it's all on an open source operating system, isn't it? So that anyone can, if you've got the skills, anyone can kind of add to it and, you know, evolve with you.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the things that attracted me to Bristol Braille and the Canute ecosystem originally, was that it allowed me to take an existing application of theirs, all the source code and libraries are available, and adapt it really quickly into something that suits my needs. So I wanted something to be able to view graphs and flowcharts, as in directed graphs, nodes and edges, and I adapted a transport map viewer in a weekend to show one of these graph structures that we work with in computer science all the time.
And you mentioned, when we were chatting before, you mentioned you've been testing this at the kind of prototype stage as well. How's it come on? How's it been developing?
Well, the Canute console started off, it was a sort of docking station, and it was very nice, but the Scientific is now all in one piece, so it's got a handle on the side, you can pick it up. And the original prototype that I was lucky enough to test for a few months looks very similar and feels very similar to the Canute Scientific that I've got now, but they made a couple of little tweaks. So they've changed the material so it feels a bit nicer. They've tilted the keyboard back slightly so that it's just lower than the Braille display and you're not catching your sleeve on the escape key by mistake, and little things like that. So they're always making little tweaks and optimizations based on feedback from the community, and that's one of the really important things that Bristol Braille do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really where, because I've been saying this all the time, this is where multi-line Braille really excels, isn't it? You know, like viewing those graphs, viewing those spreadsheets. I mean, I'm sure you're similar to me, like the days of waiting for ages for a graph or a diagram to be made tactile and just sort of making do in the meantime. But in this, I'm guessing you can just basically get this up in real time.
Yes, exactly. This is something that I found massively transformative, being able to take a document that one of my colleagues has prepared, like a spreadsheet for marking. And previously they'd say to me, are you okay with spreadsheets? And I'd go, oh, I guess. And I've got enough vision to zoom in and see one or two cells on a massive monitor and be tired after 5 minutes, or to use speech and see one cell at a time. And this was massive, being able to open an Excel file, put in the marks, review the marks, make sure that everything's consistent, and then give it back to them and have it work seamlessly. It was great.
So we're a couple of hours into Site Village now as we're recording this. Have you had a lot of interest? What's the reaction been like from people?
Yes, it's been pretty busy so far. We've had lots of people interested in the product. It's something completely different. It's kind of a revolutionary cell technology still. Nobody does mechanical braille cells like we do. And there's been a lot of interesting questions from people in fields like statistical analysis and people who are already familiar with Linux, which is the underlying operating system. As you know, many braille displays do run on Linux because they run on Android, which is a flavor of Linux. But we've had people coming up saying that they want to try certain things out with us, and we're really excited to do that with people.
Fantastic. Well, as you said, yeah, it's very busy. I'll let you get back to it. But Holly from Bristol Braille, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.